with the smell of warm kettle corn and the sounds of a live band. Residents flocked to a fair on the lawn of City Hall, but with a greater goal in mind, to make LA a greener city.
And we're reaching out to employees in the Civic Center area to talk to them about zero waste, and also to people who live in the area and to children and so forth.
That was Jackie David, who is on the Board of Sanitation. She tells us it's easy to make a difference.
We can take baby steps and small steps. Number one is you recycle, obviously. And when you do, it's important to recycle correctly. Know what goes into your recycling bin.
For busy parents in apartment buildings, the city has a multi-family recycling program that is free of charge.
And we don't require anyone to take the bins to the curb. Our drivers will go onto the property, take them to the street, service them, and bring them back.
If that wasn't easy enough, Recycle Bank, a private company that works with the city, will reward you if you recycle.
You can go to recyclebank.com, register your account, and start earning points. So points get you all kinds of things, from discounts to local rewards. So coupons from local businesses, Ruby's Diner, Gelson's Market. So there's all kinds of reward categories online.
Even recycling everyday items makes a huge impact. Rich Archer, the rep for Pilot Pen, says one recycled water bottle can make two reusable pens.
So 6 billion pens, six B with a B, billion, go into the landfill every year. You basically can take two Rose Bowls, stack them on top of each other, and fill them with pens. That's about how much plastic.
Los Angeles locals took home more than easy recycling tips. They also got free totes to use when grocery shopping. Just one small step, organizers say, can move this city towards a zero-waste goal. Melissa Butler, Annenberg Radio News.